draft day, we promised that once the mountain region was set, we were going to have a draft of all the teams. So that's what we plan to do today on Prep Sports Now. I'm Case Kiefer with Ray Brewer. And feels like I've been saying something about the playoffs every week, but they are in full swing now. No more regular season games. It is a good time of year. I'm getting cold a little bit in this room, which is usually hot when we start. So you know it's playoff time.
Yeah, and the one lesson I learned Friday night is that it is very, very hard, Case, to win a playoff game. Don't let what Gorman does every year, what Liberty does, make you think that winning a playoff game is easy. Because I watched Foothill and Silverado, two solid teams, two teams that had winning records and a great season and that, you know, had their identity. Silverado with the power running game, Foothill with its great defense. And I watched the game basically come down to a long third down conversion that the Foothill was able to get. And it was just a reminder that what a privilege it is to play in November, right? It's cooler out. A lot of the other schools have transitioned to winter sports. We're talking about basketball, right? The NBA's on when we get home from work. And yet there's a few teams that are out there grinding with a chance to have a great playoff run.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think your point may play even better this weekend of that anything can happen in the playoffs. Don't take it for granted. Because I really think this mountain region that I teased we're going to draft at the beginning, you could make a case almost for every single side in all four games, right? I mean, this is about as close as of a playoff bracket we've had in years.
Years, maybe ever.
Yeah.
I mean, eight teams in the mountain. Centennial. We'll start with the Northwest. Centennial, Arbor View, Palo Verde, Faith Lutheran, well, they all beat each other, right?
Yeah, they did.
The number four seed in the Northwest beat the Northwest number one. And then in the Northeast, you've got Desert Pines, Vegas, Canyon, and Legacy. Well, Legacy lost basically at the end to Canyon, Desert Pines, and Vegas.
All the games were close.
All the games were close.
So, yeah, it's, I mean, all the games almost between all of them were close, right? Because Canyon Springs, Vegas, Vegas came back to win. That would have been the 2-3. Legacy had a lead against all those teams. So there's a lot of different ways you could go with this.
And Legacy almost beat Arbor earlier in the season.
Yeah, Legacy Arbor played Battle of the Bowls. So, yeah, do you want to get to the drafting? We'll discuss as we go. I got a coin to flip so we can do the coin flip on air.
Let me see the coin.
It is a New Jersey coin, so the New Jersey side will be tails and heads. Typical. It's just a quarter.
I don't trust him. I had to examine it.
I'll let you call it. You want to call
let
it in
me
the
see
air?
Which way are you flipping it?
Heads, tails.
All right. Well, I hate New Jersey.
All right.
Give me heads.
It hit you. My flip was so bad. Where do we got?
It is heads. You want to see it?
I believe you. I unlike you, I don't. I don't dispute
heads.
The facts. All right, so where do you want to pick?
I go first, right?
I mean, I think last week on the podcast we agreed that you get to pick if you want to go first or you want to go second.
I'll go first.
Okay, great.
So just you want to tell the format so it goes.
Yeah,
one.
So where it's going to be a snake. So Brewer gets first and second. Brewer gets first. I get second and third. Brewer gets fourth and fifth. I get sixth and seventh, and Brewer gets eight.
All right, I'll go one.
Okay,
I'll take Desert Pines.
I think it's fair. I think it's right.
You knew I was going to say that.
Well, I think it's right that you got one because you've been all year a little higher on Desert Pines than me. Not that I think Desert Pines is bad.
Would you have taken them with one?
I think I would have had to, but I would have hated it. I would have been kicking myself because I would feel like I'd be playing your game. You've just convinced me that Desert Pines is that much better. Maybe if you have to take one team, I think you made the right choice, but I also think you've been banging the Desert Pines drum loudly all year, so you had to go this way, right?
Yeah, yep. Totally agree.
And, yeah, I mean, it's so
I'll
hard.
I'll see you at state, bro.
All these teams are so even. I don't know I don't know to say if they got the better draw, the worst draw. I do think it's pretty brutal having Faith in the first game, but I don't know. You've got DP. For me, the 2 and 3 is easy. I love you, Palo Verde, but you can't be in the conversation here. It's got to be Centennial and Arborview, the second and third picks. I think If Desert Pines is the favorite, and they probably are, Centennial and Arbor are right there, right? Either one of them could.
Yeah, I was secretly hoping you would pick somebody other than Centennial or Arbor, because I would like to get both of those.
Yeah, that was tough. I think so far it's gone chalk. That was going to be the 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you get the next 2, 4, 5, and I honestly still believe there's some value out there. I would not be shocked if there's a couple of those teams that won the tournament.
So now I think the question I have to ask myself is, do I pick two teams in the same game, hoping that I just get one to the next round?
Oh, that's a good theory. Right? I like that a little bit.
Because I could say, for example, pick Palo and Vegas,
mm-hmm.
which means I'd get the winner of Centennial Legacy. So I'd have two teams at least in the semis, assuming that Desert Pines doesn't slip up against Faith.
Right. Or if you think that's probably a good choice, unless you like Legacy or Canyon in an upset bid, then you wouldn't want to pass them up. Or Faith, but you clearly don't like them in an upset bid because you took down the Pines.
I love Legacy. I just can't figure out why they can't win a close game.
Yeah, it feels like it's been that way for years. It doesn't feel like that's exclusive to this year. And so they have some guys. Yeah.
So I'm doing Palo and Vegas. No specific.
What an upset that Brewer winds up with Palo in this. I like that. Palo and Vegas, so you're guaranteed
at least one semifinal.
At least one semifinal team. So I get the last two to see who I want to leave you with. I'm going to be honest. They're hot right now, so you could make a case for them. But they're of all the first-round games, the one I least see happening upset-wise is Canyon Springs beating Arborview. So I think I'm going to have to go Faith and Legacy. You're left with Canyon.
I'm left with Martin Blake, and I'm okay with
that. I mean, they're hot, too, but I still have – maybe it's inflated. It's got me in trouble sometimes this year, but I still have such a good perception of Arborview. I think when they're at their best, they're really tough to beat. And their defense, I don't know if I would take another defense in this bracket over theirs. Is that crazy?
Well, I will say the one thing, Arborview is a favorite over Canyon. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But I will tell you, Canyon's got some confidence.
I mean, they should. They're playing well. I don't think... neither of us picked them last week, right? And they came through.
And we've talked all year about how the Liberties and the Faiths and the Gormans have played this national schedule to get better and how it would benefit them in the playoffs. And I guess Canyon Springs need to be part of that conversation. Because that was a huge win, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
Legacy can move the ball around. They've got some Jimmies and Joes that could get after it. And for Canyon to rally like they did, that's a good dub for them. And if they do what they do, clock control, pound the rock, it could get interesting.
Yeah, could be for sure. So just one last rundown in case you're keeping track at home. It is Team Brewer with Desert Pines, Palo Verde, Las Vegas, and Canyon Springs versus my team, Team Kiefer, Arborview Centennial, Legacy, and Faith Lutheran. Seems pretty fair to me. Should be fun.
Seems like I'm a Northeast guy and you're a Northwest guy.
Yeah, that would make sense. It seems like that's what we've been more on over the years. But that does it for the Mountain. We'll get to the picks and break down these games in a little bit more detail later. But quickly on the Desert, nothing too crazy happened here. You went to the Foothill Silverado game where we were on opposite sides, and Foothill's defense did prevail 20-7. Looked like they were ready for that Silverado rushing attack.
Yeah, and to their credit, I mean, Silverado had nowhere to run all night. Every run seemed to be, you know, into two or three Foothill defenders. Just a great job by the front there for Foothill. The linebackers filled the gap. I mean, I thought I was going to watch Cunningham go for 250. And it turned around that, you know, big 99 Johnson, he kept running into the kid over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And so. I'd be honest with you, I was kind of surprised. I thought Silverado was going to win that game, especially Foothill lost the week prior to Shap. 2 weeks prior, they lost in double overtime to Green Valley. And to me, I kind of thought that Foothill spirit might be a little broken, right?
That sounds like a Ray Brewer theory if I've ever heard one.
Well, you don't believe... Case, you got to get your head out. I know you're a numbers guy, right?
No, I'm not. I'm not even criticizing it. I'm just saying this sounds like one of your theories.
You got to take emotion into the. These are your kids. It's one thing for college or pros, but these are teenagers.
Yeah, I think Chaparral all year was probably pretty good. So that was probably a. You're probably right. That probably hurt. But Green Valley, they played really well. It came down to the end. Green Valley won by a point. And this is the playoffs. I don't think this emotion, you're down on yourself, or you're not going to get up for a playoff game. It could be the last time you ever play high school football for some of these kids. So that's why I don't necessarily buy it. But I wasn't even really criticizing you. I was just saying it sounds like one of your theories. Does it not? It fits with a lot of the things you...
Dr. Seaver.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But shout out to Fisher Welsh. He returned to the lineup for the Falcons. And kind of the play of the game for me is... Foothill was pinned back on, like, I don't know, it's 2-yard line, and they had a 3rd and forever, and they threw a little slant to him, and somehow he got to the outside, and he broke it all the way inside the Silverado 10-yard line. That play kind of right there kind of swung the game, I think won the game for Foothill. So one player makes a huge difference. I know he plays basketball, too, just a really great high school athlete, and they were able to sling it around. Don't know how that translates against Liberty. You want to hear a funny story?
Is that the kid that was at our high school basketball game today? Yeah, he's fun, I knew that name sounded familiar.
Yeah. A little funny story. So Silverado's got its PA announcer, fits in the mold of every PA announcer in town, right? Guy, you know, donates his time. He's a little liberal with the mic. He's funny, but, you know,
pushes it a little.
So he's reading off the scores from Max Preps.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, it's Silverado, it's Centennial 21, Cimarron 0. And then he's like, and over at Liberty, it's Clark 28, Liberty 17. And everybody's like, huh? What? Even the players on the sidelines. Like, did you hear that? People are going crazy. And I'm thinking to myself, there's no way in God's great earth.
Like Liberty giving up 28 points.
To Clark.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way. So people, and I'm thinking to myself, because Liberty and Silverado are close to each other. I'm like, do I get in the car and I drive over there? Because if this happens, this is the story. I mean, this breaks the internet. This is the story.
That's the biggest upset of all
time. I've ever been there's here. There's no other way to explain it. So then I start texting around. I'm thinking to myself, who do I know that's at this game? And I finally got the score, and it was ha-ha. And it wasn't even halftime yet. Liberty was up like 40-0.
Did the announcer announce? Like, I was just kidding?
No, it was like that on Max Preps.
Oh, it was like that on Max Preps. Max okay, Preps I thought you were getting at the announcer was like playing an elaborate joke here.
No. So Max Preps has got this feature on its site where if you're a certified team keeper, you could update your score during the game. So it's a way to kind of track scores.
Right.
But it's anybody could do it. And the Clark guy got, you know, and I'd seen this a few times because earlier in the year, they had a Faith Lutheran Shadow Ridge score wrong. So I took a time to congratulate myself on Twitter and say, hey, we've got the scores right first and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, that's quite interesting. I had no idea that happened. And yeah, Liberty actually won 66-7.
So they survived the upset bid.
Yeah, and actually made them the biggest winner of the week in the region playoffs, because the desert region, because Coronado kind of hung with, not really hung with Gorman for a while, but they played them a little bit tough. They only lost 52-7.
Yeah, so Freddie B., pretty good first year for the Bay Area kid. The one thing I kind of noticed is his team's ready to play. Like, they come out in the first quarter. You saw it, like, when they played Legacy, right? And then this week against Gorman. And they're good early, and they're prepared early. But as the game wears on a little bit, the other team's able to make some adjustments, and it's just Jimmy's and Joe's take over. And Coronado doesn't have the Jimmy's and Joe's right now, but... Great first year. They made the playoffs. Stinks that your last two games are the best two teams in the state with Liberty and Gorman. But shout out to the Cougs. They got in the end zone. I guess that's the barometer when you play Gorman.
I know, I'm feeling kind of stupid about this game because it was off air. It wasn't during a podcast, but I made a guarantee that Gorman would win by 50 points. They only won by 45.
Yeah, life goes on.
I said I would have bet my life savings on Bishop Gorman minus 49.5. But what do you know? Gorman this week goes up against Green Valley, a matchup I feel like we haven't seen in a really long time. Yeah, I can't remember those teams ever playing.
Yeah, I remember might have been Sanchez's first year, Tony Sanchez's first year. Cohorse was a senior at Green Valley, Nolan, the kicker, and they played at Gorman.
I was here, but I don't remember that for some reason.
And that was kind of like when Gorman was just getting its national schedule going. They played like at Dixie, and then they had to play some local teams.
And they beat up on Green Valley pretty easily, I'm assuming. Yeah.
All right, I think Gerber was the coach then at Green Valley.
Yeah, he was, if it's the year you're talking about. So, yeah, Gorman, Green Valley, and one Desert Semi, and the other, Liberty Foothill, and Liberty beat Foothill 38-0 the first time they played this season. Any way you could see this one going a little bit differently? What can the Falcons do to make this a little more competitive?
Well, Coach Brown, after the game, said that they're going to have to show Liberty something that Liberty hasn't seen all year. So I think he's got the mindset that they might have to try something different offensively. I think defensively, you just run your stuff and you hope you slow down Liberty a little bit. But they're going to have to find a way to score. Obviously, they had the bagel in the first meeting. And that was a meeting that a game that Fisher Welsh got hurt in. So he's back now. I don't know if one player makes a difference. I don't know how good the Liberty DBs are, but surely they can contain, you know, one player. Foothill's going to need obviously play their best and hope Liberty lets them hang around for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to nitpick a team that just won a playoff game and has had, by all accounts, a good year, but I actually kind of expected a little bit more out of the Foothill offense this year.
I think they expected a little more out of the offense, too.
Yeah, it's tough for me to see them hanging with Liberty at all just because we haven't really seen any signs of this offense being.
And they got a three-year starter at quarterback.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, maybe it's a problem on the line. I haven't actually seen them, so it's tough to say. And it's not like they've been terrible, but I think you've got to have a little more explosiveness to beat Liberty. Because even if that defense comes through and holds them down for a little bit, you know Liberty's going to get their points. So hard to see a route to Foothill winning here. Before we get to the picks, the 3A, are we in the semis now? No, there's only two games.
Yeah.
Okay. Semis.
Shut down. Your boy.
This could... What was the deal with the... So I figured out that was from earlier in the season.
So when Cheyenne played Cimarron early in the year...
It must have been after they lost to Boulder City.
We picked Cimarron, or you picked Cimarron.
Big, apparently. And which surprises me.
So after the game, Coach Ward's live with Amber from Channel 3, and he's like, yeah, the papers, blah, blah, blah. And you know how Coach Ward is, right?
Yeah.
He's from small town Texas. He's a little older. He is small town Texas. Guy's like a cartoon character, man.
Yeah, that was hilarious. He really called me out. I had talked to him after that game for sure, though, and he didn't say anything. So I don't know. We love the passion, though, and I'm really surprised. I'm not surprised at all I picked Cimarron in that game, but 31-8, or at least that's the score he repeated. That seems a little crazy to me.
Yeah, it's been a great year for Cheyenne. I think one of the things that Coach Ward is most proud of, Case, is
you picked them 31-8. He's talking about you.
What did you have?
Cimarron turns rivalry game into blowout. Brewer, Cimarron 31, Cheyenne 8. I've said I think this will be much closer. Cimarron 28, Cheyenne 18.
Well,
Channel 3. He was yelling at you.
Everybody on Channel 3 assumed he meant you.
Everyone at Channel 3 did?
On Channel 3.
Why'd they all assume it?
Because they know I'm always right.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, it was definitely you. You have the 31-8. I'm glad to clear that up. As I was just thinking, I must have missed a two because I'm like, there's no way I'm ever picking Cimarron to win by that much over Cheyenne.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm glad we could clear that up.
Yeah. So, anyways, Cheyenne returned only a handful of players. They're very young. And now they're in the state semis. They got a chance to get some rings. Only the second time in school history that they've been in the state semifinals. The school opened in 1991.
Did they lose the round before the semis last year? Because they had a little bit of a playoff run last year, right?
You know, I don't know how accurate that is, actually, because do you remember... I think Ward must have misspoke, because do you remember... I don't even know what year it is, but they went up there to Truckee and they basically dropped the punt, or they would have beat Truckee. They had that really good tailback.
Well, maybe that was the other time. Milo Lewis.
Milo Lewis, yeah.
But maybe that was the other one.
For some reason, I think he indicated that it was in the 90s.
Okay. Well, yeah, that year they definitely, I would think that had to be the semis.
They went up to Truckee. It was like snowing up there. It was my theory about the cold that came true.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this year they are going to, or they are hosting Fernley. What do you know about these northern teams? We've got Fernley and Churchill County.
Well, I think Virgin, unfortunately, is on the wrong end of that because Churchill County is really good. They had a string of like three straight 55-0 victories earlier this year, and they're hosting Virgin Valley. So Virgin, of course, with back-to-back wins against Moapa for the first time in school history.
Oh, wow.
Right? Good back-to-back weeks, yeah. Right? Back-to-back weeks. Or games on the schedule, and they beat them rather convincingly. Your boy Wyatt Delano carried the rock 41 times.
That's right. Even me up in the picks.
Yeah, yeah, and they got they forced four interceptions from Moapa, and they're on to face Churchill County. I think Cheyenne's probably got the better of the draw because the way the odd years and the travel, Cheyenne gets to stay home. Both teams are league champs, so then it rotates years you travel. So Virgin's got to go up there, and that's not an easy trip to Fernley.
Yeah, it's always so tough to think about how these teams are going to match up, though, because I think Virgin Valley has been spectacular lately. Is Churchill County really that much better than them?
I mean,
have we heard from our friend?
According to their, according to the Max Preps scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
Let me text Keith real fast. He'll be there.
Well, we're just going to do this live. I don't know.
Lake Tahoe guy. Before we get to the picks.
Well, we can't just sit here waiting for him.
We'll do the picks last.
Oh, before their pick. Yeah. I gotcha. Okay. Yeah, we'll see what he has to say. I would like a little more intel. I always like seeing Churchill County's logo this time of
year. What is it?
Like a weird green guy that looks like he's in a fight. Vaqueros
or something?
Yeah, though they're the Green Wave.
Oh, the Green Wave.
Yeah, so I guess he's an angry wave.
Who's the Vaqueros?
I didn't know that was a team.
I thought.
And they haven't been very good, so I've never seen
Churchill
them.
Churchill County?
Or no, the Churchill County's the Green Wave.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, Fernley Churchill was a really close game earlier in the year, 42-35. But I agree with you, Virgin's got to go up there, so it's a little bit tougher. We'll see if we get some intel before we get to those picks, but should we just jump to the other picks first?
Yeah, why don't we start with the easy ones?
All right, Green Valley at Bishop Gorman.
Well,
I think that's an easy one.
I think we're all on Gorman here.
I'm going with Gorman, and I think that we're going to see Gorman versus Liberty for whatever the seventh straight year, whatever it is, because I got Liberty beating Foothill by about the same margin as the first time as well.
I agree with everything you said, Case. You're a wise man.
All right, so Gorman, Liberty, what we've been expecting all year, looks like it's about to happen for sure. We'll get to the tougher games in the desert now. Legacy at Centennial.
In the mountain?
The mountain. I can't remember.
Can you get
these
the regions?
I can never get the regions
just
right.
When you got Sunrise Sunset.
Yeah. Legacy at Centennial.
I think this one comes down to the fourth quarter. I really do.
Really?
Centennial has not pulled away from teams as frequently as a Northwest League champ should. Remember, this group still hasn't won a playoff game. Legacy, they can still sling it around. They got, you know, arguably the best quarterback in town this year stat-wise. They've got some great people at the skill position. If they could keep this a game until halftime, I think it's anybody's game. I got Centennial winning because Legacy hasn't proven it could win a close game.
I don't know if this one's going to be so close. I like Centennial a lot. I feel like that loss to Faith Lutheran refocused themselves, and they've been better ever since then. I don't think they're going to blow out Legacy by any means, but I think they take like an early 2-touchdown lead, kind of ride that throughout. So I'm going to have Centennial by double digits here.
Okay. Okay. They're your team, right?
I think Legacy is my team as well.
All right, well, there you go.
So I'm guaranteed, just like you, I'm guaranteed one team to get on.
A semifinalist.
Yeah, we both have Centennial, though. Palo Verde at Las Vegas.
Yeah, this game gave me some thought. I had to go back and forth a few times. We know what Vegas could do. Scroggins, Davis. And I just love that Miro kid at quarterback. And Paolo, I mean, they gave Arbor a great fight on Friday night. We didn't talk about that game.
Arbor ultimately pulled away, but it was tied in the second half, maybe, if I saw correctly. Yeah.
This, to me, this is old Vegas, man, because Paolo and Vegas used to play back in the day in the state semis, in the state game. I still remember there was a 7-0 game at Vegas, maybe 04, 05, Rost against Faircloth, you know, triple option against the power run, you know, cat buddies. Getting all nostalgic, Case. This, to me, this is like the Casadea Mora games. You know what I'm saying? Old Vegas, good eating. Mm. I got the kitty cats. Can't go against them.
And all is right. And also that these two teams playing in a big playoff game and you picking Vegas and me picking Paolo. We've got to be in our respective roles. I love what Vegas has done, and we say their names every week, Scroggins and Davis. But I feel like those two guys, if you have a plan against them, you have a chance to beat Vegas. And I think Paolo Verde is well coached. Their defense has shown flashes this year. I think they're going to have the game plan to get it done. I got to go with the Panthers here. So we're going to disagree on this one.
This is going to be a good game, though. Could we agree on that?
Oh, yeah. It will be a good game.
Old but Vegas. Is it a Casadea Moore game?
If that's what you want to call it, you're way more Vegas than you've lived here 30 more years than me or something. So if that's what you want to call it, I think I give you that right. Casadea Moore game and Brewers going Vegas. I'm going Palo Verde. Faith Lutheran at Desert Pines.
DP. They're the number one pick in everyone's draft. But I tell you what.
I bet there's some people that would take Arbor or Centennial over them.
I tell you what. The last time we kind of doubted Faith was when they beat Centennial. And they do have probably the region's best defender in Hunter Capico, the linebacker.
That won our Rising Star Award?
No, that kid transferred to...
Oh, okay. Different kid.
Yeah.
Already in town or California. Out of town? Okay.
Yeah. That was... Gay 08.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Faith is going to... You know, Faith is going to be organized and disciplined, something that Desert Pines always isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, talent-wise, I think DP's got more talent. We'll see if it translates into game day. I could see this one being close like all the games, but I got DP.
Yeah, I think DP will be locked in and zoned in, knowing this is the playoffs. This is where they have been wanting to get to. They want to prove their legacy, prove they're one of the best teams. So I like DP here too, but I agree with you. It's gonna be a little bit tight, and I wouldn't count out Faith Lutheran, but we're gonna agree on this one, DP. And I kind of already tipped my hand for this one. I said that Arbor View, I couldn't see Canyon Springs beating them, even though they have some great players. They're on a hot streak. I've got to say, Arbor View wins by the biggest margin of the Mountain Region.
Name on the front of the jersey.
Yeah, okay. I guess. Sure.
What do you mean?
I mean, not really. If you put Canyon Springs, give them to the two Vegas kids or something, boost up their roster. I think there's a lot more than the name on the front of the jersey. I think it's the personnel.
I would say that Arbor View, after they lost to Centennial, has been pretty solid in four of its five games. Of course, you got the scare against Cimarron.
That was a big one, too. I mean, if they play like that, Canyon Springs not only should beat them, but, I mean, they have a really good chance to beat them if Arbor View has an off night like that. You saying that made me a little less confident, to be honest. That still means they haven't been all that consistent. They've had a bad game in the last month.
Well, I think it was probably because they looked down on the opponent.
Well, maybe they looked down on Canyon Springs.
Oh, playoffs.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so I've got Arbor View and you do as well.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I've just been... Lake Tahoe guy got back to me in seconds. It's going to make for
some really good podcasting, you laughing and coughing.
Eating some Doritos earlier, yeah.
All right, okay, we're to the 3A, the final two games. He's gotten the text from Keith, our northern informant, so to speak. Give us the rundown.
Okay, so I start the text thread with Churchill team to beat, ? Definitely, he says. I say, that's what I told Case doing the show now. He responds with, their QB could throw it accurately with a beautiful tight spiral over 50 yards.
Why'd they only beat Fernley by 7 then, if they're so much better than everyone?
Could you let me finish?
All right.
For some reason, defenses don't respect his arm, and they let the receivers get behind them. Not to mention their defense has given up the fewest points in the 3A. And then I say, yep. And Cheyenne should roll, question mark. He says, they have too many weapons. Most team can't stop that many weapons. Plus, the QB could take a handoff, and he runs like a gazelle. Cheyenne will have a difficult time because Friendly runs a triple option. Their QB is smart. He knows when to give the ball up, when to keep it. Cheyenne's defense will have to stay focused.
So, sounds like he's...
He says, I'm predicting an all-North final.
Oh, of course. I never would have expected that. That
guy is slightly...
I never would have expected that.
Yeah, and it, I mean, to his credit, though, he's watched all those small-town games up there, and it's really small-town. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't seen Cheyenne, and he brings up a good point. If that other team comes with an offense Cheyenne hasn't tried to stop all year, it could be different. But you got to factor in the travel.
That triple option does scare me. But Fernley at Cheyenne, I guess we have all the information now. Where are you? Who are you going with?
I'm going with Cheyenne at home.
I am going with Cheyenne too. So it will not be an all North final. Got to go against Lake Tahoe guy on that. And that brings us to the last game of the week. Virgin Valley at Churchill County. Churchill County with the quarterback whose name we don't know but can throw a perfect spiral.
50 yards.
From here to Reno.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I just, Virgin is going to go in there and try to control the clock with Delano, but I think when push comes to shove, they won't be able to get it done. I think it's a close game, even though my pick probably isn't close.
16 points, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be a little low scoring than I sent you.
Yeah, I like what Keith said, that no one respects the Churchill County quarterback, that he can throw it that far. They're not prepared for it. Well, let me tell you something. I've been on this train the last few weeks. I think Virgin Valley is one of the best coach teams in Southern Nevada. Uh-huh. I think they're going to be prepared. I think they're going to watch the film. I think they're going to have a plan for this guy. And like you said, I think they're going to have a smart plan on offense where they run the clock. Keep it close, and who knows, you keep it close, you give yourself a chance. I'm going to say forget about your all-northern final. I'm going with the all-southern final, which would be huge for you because this was the tiebreaker on our picks this year, so maybe it's a hedge, but I'm going with Virgin Valley to upset Churchill County in Reno, or it's probably not Reno, wherever it is.
Northern
in Churchill
Nevada
County.
Yeah.
So I'm going Virgin Valley. Am I crazy?
No, not at all. I just the one thing is the travel. I just don't know how to factor the traveling.
Yeah, you should. That absolutely means something. I agree that Churchill County is the underdog, or is the favorite from what I understand, but I'm going to say Virgin Valley pulls the upset. They've gotten me this far. They've gotten me tied with you. I've picked them so much.
And the one thing we're not sure of is where is the state game?
Especially if it's Virgin Cheyenne. It's not going to be in the north,
if it's Virgin,
right?
Cheyenne, it'll be somewhere like at Gorman.
Yeah.
If it's a northern team versus southern team, I wonder where it's going to be.
All right.
Great information that we provide our listeners.
Oh, I meant to say this at the beginning, but hopefully we can find out next week and let you know. But we won't be here till Tuesday. The next 2 weeks I'm gone on Monday, so Tuesdays be with us. I know our listenership dwindles and we only have this few teams left, but yeah. Tuesday is the new day.
And then, of course, my public service announcement that our website is going through a migration.
Forgot to do that too.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting everything. Sorry.
Yeah. Friday we were down during the games, so we tried to recap everything just in one story this week. But this week we should be back to writing individual stories, and I will be at one game with a photographer.
Have you decided which game? You could reveal it here.
Well, I don't want to show my hand to the other media that might be listening to this.
All right. I was just curious. Yeah, I got way too excited for the draft and forgot to say those things. So Tuesday from here on out for the football show, and should be back to normal. We're sorry for the hiccups last Friday night. As always, for Ray, I'm Case. Thanks for listening to Prep Sports Now.